From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages from the ministry of Dr. Alan Cairns, founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns will continue his recently begun series of studies in the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought taken from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon from his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled A Trustworthy Name. The text is found in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 12. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. When true religion is ready to die out among the wealthy, it finds a home among the poor of this world, rich in faith. The Lord has even now His faithful remnant. Am I one of them? Perhaps it is because men are afflicted and poor that they learn to trust in the name of the Lord. He that hath no money must try what he can do on trust. He whose own name is good for nothing in his own esteem acts wisely to rest in another name, even that best of names, the name of Jehovah. God will always have a trusting people, and these will be an afflicted and poor people. Little as the world thinks of them, their being left in the midst of a nation is the channel of untold blessings to it. Here we have the conserving salt which keeps in check the corruption which is in the world through lust. Again, the question comes home to each one of us. Am I one of them? Am I afflicted by the sin within me and around me? Am I poor in spirit, poor spiritually in my own judgment? Do I trust in the Lord? That is the main business. Jesus reveals the name, the character, the person of God. Am I trusting in Him? If so, I am left in this world for a purpose. Lord, help me to fulfill it.
Thank you.
In these troublesome times for our nation, many people are looking to the government or to social action for a solution. But the only real answer to the human predicament is a true spiritual revival. Many Christians have no idea of what constitutes revival in the scriptural sense. Certainly the greatest revival in the history of the Christian church took place on the day of Pentecost. Down through the centuries, there have been remarkable visitations of God during which thousands were gloriously saved. Times such as the Protestant Reformation, the revivals in England under John Wesley and George Whitefield, the Great Awakening in America associated with Jonathan Edwards were times of genuine spiritual revival. The common factor in all of these events was an undeniable demonstration of the power of God rather than the ingenuity of man. In the early 1950s, such a revival occurred on the Isle of Lewis, one of the Hebrides off the west coast of Scotland. In the course of several years, hundreds of people were converted to Christ, and many churches were built to take care of them. Again, the Holy Spirit of God came down in power. The preacher during those days was the Reverend Duncan Campbell. Yet what took place on Lewis was not due to his pulpit skills, but to the overwhelming moving of God among the people. Strong men, hardened sinners who mocked the preacher, were suddenly struck to their knees by the roadside under conviction of sin. Young people in a local dance hall left their frivolity, ran to the churches, crying for mercy upon their souls. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available CD copies of both Duncan Campbell's account of what happened during those revival times on Lewis, as well as a CD containing personal testimonies of people who came to salvation in Jesus Christ during those revival times. The CDs are available to you free of charge, simply by requesting your copies. You may write us at LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may telephone us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. Just request your copies of the CDs of the Revival on the Isle of Lewis. You will be blessed greatly as you listen to these accounts of the power of God at work. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled Satan's Diabolical Purpose in the Temptation of Christ, part of this series in the life and earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus. In every aspect of the Savior's temptations, we've seen that Satan's ultimate purpose was to keep Christ from going to the cross, that place where he would atone for the sins of his people, where he, as the promised seed of the woman, would crush the serpent's head, Satan's final defeat. In this last section of the message, Dr. Cairn shows how Christ's people can overcome temptation just as the Savior did. Christ knew the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and so can we. He knew and obeyed the Scriptures, for like Timothy, he knew them from childhood. In his humanity, Jesus learned the Word of God just as we must, by study and memorization. Finally, he never lost sight of the cross. That was the whole purpose of his incarnation, to die on the behalf of his people. This is the way to our victory over Satan and his temptations. Christ was tempted in all points as we are, and yet without sin. We are not sinless, but we do have a sinless and conquering Redeemer. Now Dr. Cairns concludes this message, Satan's Diabolical Purpose in the Temptation of Christ.
Satan comes to you and me exactly as he came to Christ. You can never have the world, but he'll offer you a little bit of it. More than you'll ever really get, he offers. I want to ask you this morning, what are you selling your soul for? What foolish little trinket of the world is it that the devil puts in your hand or dangles before your eyes? You're willing to damn your soul for that thing. Of course, he tells you, that'll not be the outcome. You can have the world and Christ. You can have your sin and eternal life. You can run with the devil on the broad road and yet get in through the gate to glory. He'll tell you all that, but he's a liar from the beginning and the father of all lies. Men and women, let me tell you, there is only one possible proper response to Satan's temptation, and it is the response of our Savior. Get behind me. Jesus said that when the proposal was brought down to the essence of all temptation, where Satan says, fall down and worship me. I want your heart. I want your mind. I want your devotion. I want your worship. Worship me. Let me tell you, no matter what the devil gives you, if the cost is even a moment's worship of him, it's too much. It's too much. For all hell is in that proposal. The answer is to stand with Christ in this. But when I tell you to stand with Christ in this, I have to finish with a word about the delivering power that's evident in Christ's temptation, how Christ overcame Satan. You could easily say it because of his impeccable person. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh, and God cannot sin. But it's very interesting that the Lord Jesus did not assert his divine authority to dismiss Satan until he had suffered all the temptation. There is something I'll not even get into this morning. Whether I ever do or not is another question. Luke tells us about all temptation coming to at least a temporary end here, because in the temptations of Jesus you have distilled the essence of all temptation. It was only when he had suffered it all and being victor in everything that our Savior said, get behind me. So how did he overcome? He overcame in ways that you and I can overcome. First, by the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Remember we read in the last few weeks, Matthew chapter 3, after his baptism, the Spirit came upon him. Luke tells us specifically that he was filled with the Spirit and was driven up into the wilderness. You do not overcome. This is a huge subject, and I don't know if I'm even wise not giving 2 or 3 weeks to it. But you do not overcome Satan by studying Satan. I have to go to Switzerland in June, God willing, to preach on a subject that I must say I have no desire to preach on at a fundamental congress. And that is spiritism and occultism. Why on earth Christians want to study the devil is more than I ever knew. And I will have a different way of dealing with it, believe me. One of the things that will be my purpose to teach, and this needs to be taught in places like Switzerland and Germany, where I have met Christians who are fascinated by the occult, is you do not defeat Satan or get the power to overcome Satan by becoming an expert in Satanism. Why on earth God's people want to fill their minds with the filth and the garbage of the sewer pipes of hell is more than I can understand. It is by spiritual power that you overcome Satan. You could know every satanic ritual, you could know everything ever written about Satanism and still be a plaything of the devil. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost to overcome Satan. The power of the Spirit, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. He overcame him by obedience to Scripture. It's quite obvious that by this time in his life, the Lord Jesus Christ was the complete master of the Hebrew Bible. Now, it's easy for us to say, well, he's God manifested in the flesh, and God knew it all. The humanity of Jesus did not learn the Bible by the natural omniscience of his divine nature. The humanity of Jesus learned the Bible the way everybody else learns the Bible. He read it, and he read it, and he memorized it, and he read it, and he memorized it again, until the Bible filled his heart and filled his soul, and the thinking was as naturally biblical as it could possibly be. That's how he overcame. He had always the right scripture to give. He knew which scripture to turn to. He was not fumbling and flippering around wondering, has the Bible anything to say about this? That's what the trouble with most Christians is. They get into trouble and they say, does the Bible have anything to say about it? Is there anything in the Bible here that relates to this? Ignorance of scripture leads to disobedience to Scripture. The Lord Jesus overcame by his obedience to the Scriptures that he knew. Oh, that we would submerge our souls and bathe our hearts in the Word of God, know the book and do what the book has to say. Once you know God's Word on the subject, there'd be no parleying with the devil about any alternative action. But of course, the Lord Jesus overcame because he kept in mind with constant vigilance what his calling was. Never lost sight of it for a minute. He knew why he was in the world. He knew what the will of God for him was. And he kept that before him. Remember what I said about his baptism? It was a consecration to that will to fulfill all righteousness. In a much lesser degree, but nonetheless true, that's so of us. Men and women, why are we here? what is my calling? Why has God put me on this earth? Broadly, it is that I might glorify Him. That's it. That's it. Now, specifically, to know the will of God, how I am to glorify God, I can only know by the instruction of the Spirit through the Word and prayer. Through the testimony of the church as well, as Acts 13 makes clear. But once I know that, the way to face Satan is to keep that always in mind. That's how the Savior did it. And that's how He conquered. In summary, we're not here worshipping a little powerless babe in a crib. We're worshipping one who came as a babe, who grew to a man, who conquered Satan in our name and as our head, who died and rose again, who ascended to the right hand of the Majesty in high, who ever lives with power to save, with power to sympathize, with power to strengthen, and with power to uphold. This is our Christ. I hope you've caught a little glimpse of what it meant for Christ to be a true man. Hope you've caught a little glimpse of the awful humiliation involved in the God of glory coming to earth to submit Himself even to be tempted by the devil as a man. Incredible, if man had said it, incomprehensible, though God has revealed it. But thank God, Christ plumbed the depths of what has often been called the human condition in order to raise us up to the state of everlasting glory. Make sure you know Christ, and make sure you follow Him. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for that wonderful story of love, the story of Christ, His coming into the world to save sinners, that He should subject Himself to this awful encounter with Satan and all his sinful suggestions is amazing to us. But, oh God, we praise Thee that He conquered 100%. Oh Lord, we thank Thee that was in all points tempted as we are, apart from inbred sin. And we thank Thee, our God, that He's able to help us when we're tempted. We pray that Thou wilt deliver souls from the toils of Satan today. If there are men and women and young people selling their souls for some of these paltry trinkets of the world, who must have their pleasure and their gains and their riches now, and for that they're willing to forego the pleasures and the eternal wealth of the kingdom of God and glory forever. Lord, if there are such, speak to their hearts. Give them grace to turn from Satan to the Savior, and to receive Christ as personal Lord and Redeemer. Hear our cry, and part us with Thy blessing. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and through the merits of His blood. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.